Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz will announce two appointments today to the Minnesota Supreme Court. He needs to replace retiring Chief Justice Natalie Hudson and will name another Associate Justice. A Walz spokesman says Associate Justices Ann McKeag, Paul Thiessen, and Theodora Gaitis are finalists for Chief Justice. Judges Reynaldo Aligata, Elizabeth Bentley, Kiala Ide, and Juanita Freeman are finalists for Associate Justice. State lawmakers approved a $1.2 billion infrastructure package, but did not fulfill Liuna, Minnesota, North Dakota's funding request to replace lead drinking water lines. Legislative Director John Thorson says they were asking for $100 million.
There's $15 million in the bonding bill to remove lead service lines. Our concern is there just wasn't enough resources in there.
Thorson says the state has a goal of replacing 90,000 lead lines by 2023, and this funding will only remove about 1,200 pipes. A federal agent is now charged in a January shooting during an immigration enforcement operation in North Minneapolis. Prosecutors say ICE agent Christian Castro shot 24-year-old Julio Sosa Celis in the leg, then later gave investigators a false account of what happened.
We will not rest in our pursuit of accountability for unlawful actions committed by federal agents in Minnesota.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says participating agencies,
we followed the facts, collected and preserved evidence, and have analyzed the law thoroughly.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office is seeking a 50-year prison sentence for feeding our future founder, Amy Bach. She's scheduled to be sentenced Thursday for stealing federal funding intended to provide meals for low-income children. The water will be chilly this Memorial Day weekend in Minnesota. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says the lakes are rarely warm enough for comfortable swimming by Memorial Day weekend, despite warmer air temperatures that might arrive.
Be very careful about that. Even if it's warm above, the lakes would be very cold. And I observe some caution if you're going out there, especially when it's windy. You don't want to wind up in the drink. And the lakes are definitely cold right now. It's not swimming weather quite yet.
Boulay says 2018 was the last year Minnesota lakes were warm enough for swimming by Memorial Day weekend. And the Flanders fire near Cross Lake is now 60% contained and has burned more than 1,600 acres. Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang said Monday's effort was another huge step forward thanks to the incredible teamwork and dedication of all responding personnel. 143 firefighters are assigned. This is MNN.